Unit 6. C. 3.
Can you help me with this, George, since we've got 10 minutes before the taxi gets here?
What is it? One of those customer feedback things? Oh, all right then.
Please take a moment to rate our services. Okay, let's start with the first one, which is service on arrival and check-in. What do you think?
They were very efficient, handling the luggage and dealing with the paperwork. No complaints there. I suppose the only problem was that the receptionist was difficult to understand. It was her English that let her down. And the man who brought our bags up wasn't much better.
So, language problems with staff. Well, some staff. There isn't a category for language in this list, but I'll make a note at the bottom where it says comments. I'll suggest that they select staff with better English, or maybe they could send staff on a training course.
They were all very friendly, to be fair.
Okay, I'll put good for the first one, and the second one is staff hospitality, so I'll put good for that one too. Now, the next one is in-house services, which includes laundry, concierge, and babysitting.
We didn't use any of those services.
No, so I can put not applicable for that one. Let's move on. Decor of room is the next category, and here I would say it was really special. It's not just a very high standard, but they have made an extra effort with small details that give it a touch of luxury. Do you agree, George?
Oh yes, the room is certainly good. Very nice indeed.
No, I'm going to put excellent. I don't do that very often, but this room is really lovely and very well decorated. And what about cleanliness? Also good?
Yes, nothing wrong with it. Put good. Is that it then? They do want a lot of information. We only stayed 2 nights.
Just a few more. Facilities in room, which means TV, minibar and internet access. Any comments?
The TV wasn't much use. I know this is Switzerland, but it seemed that every channel was in a different language. And I don't like the way hotels charge you nowadays for watching films. You could easily add a lot onto your bill without realizing it. Same with the minibar. And internet access is no big deal these days. All hotels should have it as standard. So I'd say average.
Okay. And temperature in room? I didn't really notice the temperature, so they must have got it right. It certainly feels comfortable, so I'll put good. But now we come to bathroom, which we will have to mark down. What do you think?
It wasn't impressive. I didn't like the towels, for one thing. The quality wasn't really what you expect. And some of the shower fittings were difficult to operate. You want things to be easy when you're staying in a hotel.
Well, what it has written here is bathroom amenities package, which means all those little soaps and shampoo bottles. They were just about okay, but on overall satisfaction, the bathroom was not satisfactory, so I'll put poor for that. And I can add a comment at the bottom. I'll say that for a luxury hotel and a luxury double room, the bathroom is inadequately furnished. And that's it, apart from a question about room service, but that's not applicable in our case, so I'll mark it NA.
So, generally okay, but some negative points on the small details.
It also asks if we're likely to stay here again. Would we? I think so.
It's not cheap, but the main advantage is location. It's very convenient for the city centre and the business area, good for shopping and going out in the evening. And it is a friendly, professional atmosphere. So put yes for that one. Now leave it on the desk. We need to get down to the lobby or someone else will get our taxi.